Our story begins on Christmas morning at Rex and Perry's apartment. Gregory has just opened his last gift as an excited Rex and Perry look on.
Oh wow, King Kong! This is cool, so cool!
We were hoping you would like it.
I can't believe this, I got everything I wanted.
You deserve it, Gregory. You've been good all year, and Santa always knows.
He does? And how have I been this year?
You've been bad. But trust me, that's a good thing.
Not in front of the C-H-I-L-D.
Why are you spelling child?
Oh.
Whoops.
Oh, thank you for all the toys.
You're very welcome, Gregory.
I love you, Rex. I love you, Perry.
I love you too, Gregory.
Me too.
This is the best Christmas ever.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In his apartment, Chuck is talking with Adriana in the living room while Dara showers.
We just have a few minutes while Dara is showering, but I wanted to give you this.
What's this?
Open it.
A bracelet. Chuck, it's so nice. But you didn't have to get me anything. I mean, I didn't buy anything for you.
And I didn't expect anything. So don't worry about it. So you like it?
I love it. Thank you so much.
At their apartment, Raven and Mac are talking in the kitchen with Hannah and Bobby.
Clint's upstairs holding Marty and Carl at the same time.
He's really taken to fatherhood.
He sure has. I know we all had doubts about Clint and Heidi, but it looks like things are working out as well as they possibly could.
I just hope it stays that way.
Hannah, Uncle Mac, I've been meaning to ask you about Todd's apartment. When is the last day the rent is paid through?
I told the landlord that we would have everything out of there by January 15th. That'll give him time to make some renovations and have someone else move in by February 1st.
I see.
What are you going to do about a place to live, Bobby? You know you can crash on our couch, at least for a while.
I'm not sure yet.
And my new apartment will be ready next week, and you're more than welcome to spend a few nights there as well.
That's really nice of all of you, but I know I have to find a more permanent solution soon. I'm saving every dime I can at Wilson's, but...
Look, Bobby, if you need a loan to pay a deposit on an apartment, just let us know.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
So, Bobby, this is the first Christmas you've spent here in New York. I'm sure you're excited.
The city's hopping right now. I know I made the right decision by being here.
And does Daisy factor into your happiness just a little?
Maybe.
She seems like a handful, Bobby. You better watch that one.
Don't worry, Uncle Mac. I can handle her.
Bobby, when a man starts thinking that, he has already lost the battle.
At Alexandra's apartment, Andrew, Adriana, and Alexandra are exchanging gifts.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
As you both know, my cash flow has started to dwindle. So, I brought you some homemade gifts for Christmas.
Homemade? You don't know how to make anything.
Now this I gotta see.
Well, it's actually a drawing. I drew a picture of the both of you.
You know how to draw?
I tried.
All right. Let's see it.
Here you go. One for you. And one for you.
It's a picture of the three of us.
Hey, it's not bad. Thanks, Andrew.
Of course, I would have loved to have spent a fortune on the both of you. But, you know, maybe next year.
This was really nice, Andy. Thanks.
All that's missing are the dollar signs in your eyes. Just kidding.
Well, I'm glad you liked them. I stayed up all night drawing those.
And now it's my turn. Wait. Is that a new bracelet, Adriana?
What? This old thing?
It looks brand new to me.
Let me see that. It kind of looks like one of Larissa's bracelets that I stole and hawked.
I've had it. Really?
Are you sure about that? Or was it possibly a gift from a new admirer?
I've had it, Alex. Let's leave it at that.
All right, all right. Back to the gift. Andy, wait till you see what I bought for you.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.